PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to MaryKay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to MaryKay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to MaryKay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's MaryKay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Delusional than I've ever recorded before, because I'm like, I might have the what do we say that Sutton gets? She's got the fever.
She's got caught the vapors.
How can you be more delusional?
I do though. Okay. I'm not kidding. I'll show you guys. So, I have an ice pack like right here, like a professional level ice pack. It's called like, Nordic ice.
I know. I have some of those in my freezer.
Yeah, so, no. It's like I've been sitting. Like bent over in tears.
You're like, I hate it here.
looking at flights.
We deal with this shit every day.
I don't know how you do it.
I stay inside. That's how I deal with it. I stay inside.
I came back and I was like, Mom, I'm not leaving the house the rest of the trip. I don't care. I was like, I will.
Right, so tell me about this lemonade stand.
I bought lemonade from them yesterday and two bracelets that they made. A patriotic one and a rainbow one.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but it's like enough. And I was like queasy as I walked because I was across the street and then I was walking back home and they're like, lemonade. And I was like clearly dry heaving the street. And I was like, I don't want.
What? I don't understand why people think lemonade. Like, oh, I'm dying of heat stroke. What will help me? I don't know. Maybe sour diabetes in a cup.
Also, I don't want to be an asshole.
Oh, I'll be an asshole to a kid in a heartbeat. I don't care.
It did not taste good yesterday. Like if I had to write a Yelp review, which you know what, I might.
You should have went over and been like, quick note, hot take.
Just fully puked in the lemonade. Is that too gross? Like a full.
I gave it back to him and said, "Here's your note."
Exorcist projectile heat stroke. And like. Oh, here's your 25 God. Cents. Keep the lemonade. Call 911. Yeah, so.
Wait, you're complaining about spending 25 cents for a cup of lemonade?
It was horrible.
No, it's a fact. Oh, well, one, yesterday it was 50 cents, which I'm very concerned that it's dropped in price today.
They were price gouging because it was a holiday.
Yeah, it's. I don't want yesterday's lemonade. But no, I'm just clearly in distress. And these girls, do we not teach kids emotional sensitivity anymore?
Well, they gave you the discount because it looked like you were dying of thirst. So they're like, hey, we'll only sell it to you for 25 cents.
But it did
50.
Taste better today, right?
No, I didn't get it, you guys.
Oh, okay.
Straight into my house to get this Nordic.
Okay, oh, so here's what needs to happen. You need to, when we take a break, you need to run down and get a 25 cent glass of this lemonade.
We'll do an analysis live.
Anyways,
I'm not leaving this house again. I'm insane. I might not leave this bed again.
Ever. Like, I'm here. I live here now. Oh my God.
Are you guys going to bring us in or what?
Yeah.
Now we've heard about Allison's, you know, personal issues.
The trip from hell. You guys, Virginia is not for lovers. Virginia is for Satan. Do not come here ever.
Scarlett and I live here and we're lovers.
SOS, save me. I'm blinking twice.
I know what that means. That means welcome to Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Allison.
I'm Leon. I know what love is, and I think Allison is dying right now.
I know what pain is.
I'm not going to lie. Let me tell you what's funny about this is as bad as Virginia is, it's still not as bad as Florida.
No.
And the way you are acting right now is how it happens every time I go back to Florida. Every time. We're going back in November.
Oh, I'm already dreading it.
And it's going to be like this in November.
Yeah. So.
You guys, just come visit me. Save yourself. Just come to California.
I have to go.
Don't
do
this. Where are we going to live this way?
Where are we going to stay? In your studio apartment?
I snore really loud.
And so do I.
But I think I have to get rid of it because I'm getting a new bookshelf. You can only fit so many. Or maybe I can fashion some cushions on top of the bookshelf.
Why don't you get a Murphy bed that has a bookshelf on one side and you pull it down and it's the bed?
That's so funny.
But all the books fall out. All the books fall out every night. So in the morning when you put the bed back up, it takes 45 minutes to put the books back on the shelf.
That's fun, though, because I need to be kept busy. Wait,
yeah, it's cardio.
Speaking of keeping busy, I'm truly in a stream of consciousness. Just so, yeah, everyone heard this, but I might have to go to the hospital after this.
Are you guys going to actually just start talking about
Real
Housewives of New York? I mean, that's okay. The show we're shooting for. We're going to change the subject.
Jesus Christ.
I have created a new sound effect
yeah.
just for Allison when she starts talking about how she's single again.
Okay. Well,
so we'll play the song, and I'm going to play it first.
Play a song? It's a song?
Just to remind everybody, the jingle.
Oh.
I'm going to remind everybody.
Everyone's favorite jingle song. Why is Allison single?
That's it.
And then Lisa Rinna will partake in her advice. And this is for Scarlett.
Yeah, it is for me, right? Yeah. Fuck you.
For Allison, every time she thinks of being single.
Well, if you find yourself newly single, you gotta get your meat somewhere. So have your steak.
The audacity.
Oh, that bitch.
She said that line with that hair like that.
The audacity. My first note for New York is, I hate Ramona. That's the first thing.
My first note was, because the episode's called Harlem Nights, and I couldn't get it to load. But so I kept hearing, you know, like in Greece, the those Harlem.
Yes.
Nah. I was like, those Harlem Nights.
Yes.
How can you hit that line? I can't hit that note. Many people can.
I'm pretty much Mariah Carey.
That's peak John Travolta. And I would love to hear Mariah Carey.
How dare you speak Mariah Carey's name and you in the same sentence?
I think it was
silence.
Well done.
Thank you.
Allison, what if I just you?
Look, Allison is legit holding an ice pack to the back of her body so she does not die. We have two episodes to record, then we can take her to the hospital.
There is a hex upon our podcast. We are always dying.
It's probably Kelly Dodd. Probably
she
Dodd.
Did it. Or
it could maybe Bronwyn's a Wiccan now. She's like a lesbian Wiccan.
She could be. Or who was the scary witch from Carlin?
Carlton.
She took over like Kyle's house.
Yeah. With her church. She had a church.
Anyways, so you hate Ramona Singer.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Ramona, and Ebony's tits are going to fall out at any minute.
That was beautiful cleavage, but I agree.
Aggressive.
I was like, the nipple was there. I was like, free the nipple. Like, the nipple wanted. I was like, that nipple.
Wait a minute, you couldn't.
Get me out.
Yeah. It was aggressive cleavage.
But you couldn't wake me up from the nap to see cleavage, but you sure as
hell tried.
To wake me up to hear the whole Ramona Singer bullshit.
Oh, God. He woke up at the very end.
You haven't seen it, Leon?
No.
You have to see Ebony's cleavage. She looks great.
It was
riskiest
aggressive.
Cleavage I've ever seen in my life. No, I'd say risky. Like,
oh, very risky.
But just risky, because it's like every time she turned to the side, I was like, oh, are they going to have to blur? Because I don't think she even used tape. Because you can tell when someone tapes, you know, like the double-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, she looked good.
Yes, she sure did. Leah finally dressed normal.
I'm playing
which is
video
nice.
Games.
Yeah. Leon's going to go look up Ebony's cleavage right now. He's not playing video games. But no, I was going to say Leah dressed normal. And how beautiful did she look?
Stunning.
She always looks beautiful, but she wasn't dressed like a child.
No.
She wasn't dressed like No. Little girl lost.
Yeah. And then Luann shows up with those goddamn gloves on.
She normally dresses like she's working in an amusement park in Dr. Seuss land. That's what she reminds me of.
A little bit. A little bit. And then Luann had those goddamn hideous long red gloves that she kept on the entire fucking time. She wore the ring on the outside of the glove. What a cunt.
Well, you know, when I dated jocks, we would go to Harlem all the time. We would go dancing and blah, blah, blah.
She just reminisces like it's no big deal. You know what I mean?
Life's a cabaret.
Sonia was stunning as fuck.
Oh, Sonia always looks stunning.
God damn, man. I love her.
You're wearing green satin? Oh, I can't wear green satin. And she, like when Luann, though, gets, I'm going to say this, and it might get us in trouble. I say that every week. I could see a little bit what Luann was saying with like, I appreciate the history, but where's the music? Where's the food?
I wrote something about that. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. When we get to it,
When they go to take the picture, and I gasped out loud. Everyone was like, I don't like this blacks over here and whites over here thing. I went, I audibly gasped. I was like,
You had the vapors.
I did. I was like, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Cunnilingus. Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
We need to rearrange for Instagram.
We're being segregated. I was like, oh! I was screaming. Oh, Leon slept right through it. Snored his ass off.
You're screaming as if you had to walk down those stairs.
Apparently Sonia like crawled down. She's like, oh.
Sonia's crawling on the stairs, straddles one, and is like, not my worst Wednesday night.
Just a regular Tuesday.
Which it was, yeah. She was like, or Thursday morning. For that
whatever. Sonia Morgan. Get the Sonia Morgan box. Oh, Jesus.
What day is it? Are we talking about dicks yet?
We will.
I was going to say, we got our clip of the week.
Yeah, we did. Okay. We did. Ramona is just fucking embarrassing. That's all there is to it. They're like, I think she's trying. Ramona's new black friend, I don't remember her name, who is amazing, by the way.
I think I love her. I couldn't get subtitles, but is it, I don't want to be rude, but it's like Rashawn.
Yes,
Rashawn,
that's it.
But I couldn't Rashawn. Tell if it was a V or an R.
No, it's Rashawn. Rashawn. Okay. Even she was like, I think Ramona's trying a little too hard. And I'm like, you think?
Ramona's saying, this is my friend Rashawn. Oh. And one time, we hung out, and I said, your eyelashes are too long for the daytime. You should have shorter eyelashes, like my daughter Avery. She's shorter than me.
She said, like that's when I looked at her, and I said, I can fuck with this one. Oh, my God. My next note was, no relevance, but I just want to be friends with Sonia. I just wrote that down.
I think you say that multiple times a week to me.
Yeah, I
just as a friend. You just
I felt the need to write it down.
I think if Sonia asked for it, you would replace me. So you'd be like,
I would never do that.
Yes, we would. I'm going to write that down. I'm emailing Emma, her assistant, right now.
Get Emma on the horn. Get her assistant Emma on the horn.
You think she would survive a heat stroke to do a podcast?
Oh, hell no. Yes. She'd have an intern do it.
She'd be sitting in an ice tub with her laptop next to the tub doing the podcast.
She'd have Marley do it.
And it wouldn't be her worst Monday.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, I thought Luann was right when she said that, but a little rude because Ebony, she's just trying to teach you this. She's piggybacking on what you asked her to do when you guys were in the Hamptons. So sitting here acting as if it's being done to you, it's not really a good look. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And Ramona's also just as bad because she's got vertigo. Watch, I'll close my eyes. Try not to fall over. Like, that doesn't just happen if you make yourself fall over.
And the Oscar for lead actress at a dinner party goes to
held by Ebony. Harlem Nights by Ebony. She had her whole name. She kept saying, they're like, well, she likes her name, don't she?
Harlem Nights by Ebony Williams. Or A Night in Harlem.
A Night in Harlem by Ebony J. Williams. Oh my gosh, hilarious. But that is so stupid.
Like, oh, like Sunny was like, oh, because you have the vertigo, which again, Sunny is a good friend for being like,
God, she's a good girl. She's a good girlfriend.
And Ramona's like, oh yeah, yeah, the vertigo. Mm-hmm. I'll show you what it's like. And she just like falls into a wall.
Lillian goes, you're going to show me what your vertigo is?
I don't think that you can command vertigo. It's not like a verb or a fart.
I don't think you can.
That's her superhero power.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
her superpower. Yeah. I really had an issue with Ebony telling Ramona's friend. I already forgot her name again. Sorry, Ramona's friend. It's only
it's
because
Rashawn.
Yeah. Rashawn. Yeah, that's it. Okay. That she wasn't allowed to feel the way that she did about race. I'm like, okay, Ebony, you can't tell somebody how to feel. You can say something's inappropriate, but if another strong black woman tells you that I don't feel the same way as you, that doesn't make her wrong. Why is
especially
your
if she has a reason
right? Why is your version of black excellence and acceptance different? That if hers is different than yours, why is yours right and hers wrong?
It felt Ebony hated her.
She sure
like
did.
There were. Daggers coming through.
Yeah.
Like it was like,
okay, so this may sound
like laser beams.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Oh God.
But listen, so
cancel.
We're getting canceled right. today. Like,
we are.
Just no, straight up. No, I'm spoiler, asking this question.
Did it seem like Ebony hated her?
Yes.
Because she was like the anti Black Lives Matter activist that Ebony is.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, that's what I'm not trying to say it in a bad way. I'm just saying Ebony is vocal about advocating and everything
else. She was more like, I get what you're saying, but we're just human beings, so let's just exist as humans.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, I'm tired of white women from the Upper East Side mm-hmm. versus
Black women from Harlem.
And all that stuff.
And then we find out she's like that because she survived a terminal illness. I think she's allowed.
Stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
She was told she had 4 months left to live and she survived it. It's been 13 years.
Yeah. I think she's allowed to feel that way.
That's amazing. That was a jaw drop in a good way for me. I was like, I was like, what? Make her get her on.
Get her blood. She's got the antidote.
Give her an apple. I want her on.
Yes.
No, but I want her. I want her replace full story. I was her, like, give me more.
Replace
like,
Ramona with her. Please.
Let's sign that petition. I'm in.
Yeah, Leon's like, I'll sign that one first.
If we do the petition, we have to have. I want one of those pens where you click the different colors down so it's all the colors. It's Ramona. Your Instagram doesn't. Yeah. Negate the fact that you voted for Trump. We all know that you voted for Trump. That's all they're trying to get you to say.
God, I have so much shit to say about that later in the episode.
That's the goal of it.
So we.
But I will say with Ebony. Yeah. Oh,
go ahead.
My one, like as much as I, because I was like, I get them being like, okay, this is supposed to be a party, because it would be like me being like, all right, come over for a kegger,
and then you do like a whole presentation on global warming.
Yeah, but then I was like, wait, Ebony's job is. The news, like she's so she's in a world of, and especially at Fox,
of information.
And at this time we're in a hotbed,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I was thinking of me at any party that I throw or attend, or really any conversation I have, and I'm like, I turn it all into Housewives, like like everything goes back to Bravo for me. So I was like, wait, maybe just at all times, especially right now, it's like that. It's very important what she's trying to teach,
agreed.
Like what she's trying to discuss. She's opening the forum, and that's most important.
I think
not to defend Ramona and Luann.
How dare you?
I'm not a fan of Ramona or Luann.
She suffers from vertigo.
But I think some
God
of it is coming across like she's trying to educate them.
They asked her to!
I know that. What I'm saying is it's kind of like, oh my God, this ice pack.
I wish that we were. Today, I wish we were a visual podcast. Allison, I'm laid up in bed. The ice pack keeps
Scarlett,
moving around.
Stop
my
screaming
face.
Into the microphone.
This bitch, everybody's dedicated to holding ice packs to the back of her neck.
Yeah, like I had it up in this way. Also, I tried to close the drapes and it broke the drapes in my childhood bedroom. So they're just on the floor. So there's more shine, like sun just. Beaming it, I'm in hell.
My point wasn't nearly as funny as Allison in this ice bag.
I'm sorry, Leon.
I think Ramona is a stupid asshole anyway.
Thank you so much, sir. We agree finally. So we move. This is client. We move forward to the next day. And Leah.
Oh, wait. Well, Ramona has to do TM.
Oh, yeah. TM. It's meditation. She's doing transcendental meditation.
Because Coco doesn't feel well, and I got too stressed from throwing parties at the Hamptons.
And I have vertigo. Coco has vertigo. She should have said Coco had vertigo.
Verticoco.
Verticoco. I got verticoco. TM. So so that's when Ramona leaves, and then I start talking about dick, and that's when we get Sonia talking about penises.
I think is going to lead us to our
It's the clip of the week. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's do that. Let's this is a great place to insert the clip of the week. Let's take a break. insert the dick clip of the week. It's the dick clip of the week.
It's the ice pack of the week. Allison's going to pass out.
Guys, show Allison what you just walked in here with.
Well, I was going to cut it, but you wanted to go to break.
Show her. A block of cheese.
Why?
We just did a $40 grocery order from Walmart today.
And it was all cheese.
$30 of it was cheese.
Wait, can I do it later? After this, I'm going to do an Instagram video just so you guys see me with the ice bucket. Wake up in the morning thinking about so many things.
I just want to get some lemonade. Okay.
So wait, but where do we go? I'm super excited that we have, I've been able to find a dick clip that Sonia's talked about penis or dick
so far
every week.
This was the best dick clip so far.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. All right,
spot
so
on.
Let's play the clip of the week. Let's pay some bills, and we'll be right back. Sonia's wise enough to know when a clip needs dicking. And I got just the wine. And this dick clip is second to none.
It's Sonia's dick of the week.
Yeah.
Sonia's dick of the week. Yeah, yeah.
So this is funny. So just be honest, right? Me and my bestie, we were out just 4 days ago. She's dating a guy she loves. He has a small penis. Would you break up? And look, Ebony put her head down. She's like, I can't.
Maybe it was a good idea for Ramona to leave, not because of the vertigo, but because we're all talking about small penises.
He's four, and it's not
girl. Four's not bad. You can work with
that. No good. Skinny and four. Four is like this.
Oh, that's two.
No, two girls.
I don't
like
think
this.
I've ever seen a penis that small.
No, I have. I have to have full sexual satisfaction.
I mean, same. I really do.
I got to have it.
Well, you know, people say that you can have it all, but damn, I will die trying.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship or in your marriage? Have you ever wished that there was someone that could tell you exactly what you needed to know about love and relationships? My name is Kiana W. Mitchell, and I am the host of a podcast called Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell. Each week on the podcast, I talk about relationship issues and what you can do right now to improve your relationship. So join me each Wednesday as we talk more about relationships. Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Order one, like,
girl, I keep my AC on times, meat lockers.
How many? Okay, how many times do I have to tell you? Allison cannot live here. No,
why not?
I
it's
don't
really fun.
Think there's a problem. The only problem is you.
Yeah.
Oh,
two against one.
Did I tell you guys though? I was asked on a date at the airport.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, here you
go. You find yourself newly single, you gotta get your meat somewhere, so have your steak.
Nice one. Welcome back.
Yeah, you gonna bring us back?
Yeah, we're back. Oh my God, okay.
Wait, a couple things for you ladies.
What?
Forgot to mention something.
Sure, what's up?
I have some very, very, very important news. And it's gonna involve this. This is episode 50, ladies.
50!
50!
Yeah!
I mean, 50! I guess we should have said that at the beginning.
Are over the hill.
Yeah.
Wait, I can say it again. Let me say it again, because that was in my voice. But you said, the Real Housewives of Reality podcast is officially over the hill.
We're only 15 episodes away from collecting Social Security. Okay.
Bah, 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 bah.
Bah, 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 bah.
Can we get our backs early?
Yeah.
50 now?
We're now senior citizens.
All right, to our podcast.
Oh, God. So
I shouldn't have said anything. Sorry, people.
Yeah, you got us too excited.
Yeah, really. Why'd you ruin everything? We had a good flow going.
I'm sorry.
And you had to ruin it with good news.
You got the vertigo. Vertiflow.
Look, I don't know.
I will say, though, Ramona got out of that dinner just in time. She knew she was going to get herself in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, good on you, but later.
Don't worry, it comes circles back later. It's fine. So the next day, Leah and Ebony meet up in Brooklyn. Odd. Because Leah lives downtown.
Brooklyn Chop House.
So that's fine. Was it not in Brooklyn? It was just the Brooklyn Chop House?
Well, I know, I think it was in Brooklyn, but I was
okay,
like
cool.
They really focused on that
the
like,
name, yeah.
Out the outer thing of it. Like,
yeah,
like, okay.
I took note, yeah. And she's talking with Ebony about how Ebony was speaking to everybody and everything, and I thought to myself, they said Ramona's trying too hard, but is Leah trying too hard?
Leah's trying real hard.
Yeah.
I also like that it's broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all here for if it's fine with your body and your body agrees, have a day drink, you know. But
amen,
I was having to be like, I'm just gonna get a little cocktail, and I was like, it's always fun to have a like, just be like, I'm getting a cocktail in front of a recovering alcoholic during the daytime.
I know,
like,
right?
Not that you shouldn't drink, but it's like, just order it, don't announce it. Like,
yeah, like, well, don't make a thing out of it.
What is it with you and people and drinks? You're yelling about the lemonade kids. Now you're getting mad that Ebony ordered a drink, and
you got a drink in your hand, Leon. What's your problem?
Y'all yell at me all the time.
You got that Coke Zero in your hand.
It's vanilla Coke Zero, girl. Get it right.
Ooh,
it's delicious.
I thought it was familiar.
Delicious.
But no, it was. It's yeah. And they're like, well, Lou was awfully quiet. And I feel like Luann wasn't that quiet.
I, for once, it's the one time, minus the gloves and the ring on the outside of the gloves, that I actually could stand Luann.
Yeah, because I like Luann going, you know what? They say you can't have it all, but I'll damn well die trying. And I was like, you're right, Luann.
Like, God damn it, you're right, Luann. Yeah.
Who knows? I have a
well, as a matter of fact, what's funny.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. What, Leon?
Is that is how the meat clip actually ended with her saying that. So talked about the penises and everything else. And she's like, oh, I'll die trying. So
I'll die trying.
Well, damn well. She almost did when she was in Florida. And
what did I do?
If what? I can't have a cabaret and some good lamb curry, what? Then I'll be damned.
What's going on? What did I do?
I will kill you all. No, when she was getting arrested, I've watched that clip, but it's dark.
I love
like
it. It's my fucking favorite.
I will kill you all. She slips out of hand. Whatever.
She's
we can do a whole episode
God, this
on
slippery
that.
Bitch. Like, well, the next part of the show was about that. And I have to agree. Luann is way more calm and different when she is, quote, allegedly sober.
When she's frober.
I believe that she's a fucking lying bitch. I believe she's drinking.
She's frober on her froze. It's fake sober.
Was I wrong? Is her unwashed daughter sober too? Or is that a thing? I mean, is it a family thing?
Victoria, I do think Victoria seems super clear. We didn't ever, I never knew Victoria to not be.
She seemed like, much cleaner this episode, like physically.
Yeah, but is it,
her hair was washed, huh?
Is it possible that Luann is TV sober?
Yes, that's what I think it is. Yeah, I do not believe for one goddamn second that this bitch is sober.
Just so
just let you know.
TV camera sober?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, well, because also when she was talking to her daughter, her unwashed daughter, but in this scene, I actually teared up. I liked Victoria, and when she was like 12, like when the show was first on. Mm-hmm. But like, I think something more intense happened with her. Like, I think she
I
had
think
a battle.
So too.
I was like, I don't want to go down this path. And I'm seeing, like,
yes.
She seems sober. Like, she looks bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready. But then Luann's like, look, Am I saying I'll never have a drink again in my life?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's anyone's ball game. And I was like, okay. So
flash,
like,
flash to the scene of where the back of the cop car where he's got his arm against her chest. She's like, what?
Well, flash to like an hour later when the cameras leave her apartment and so does everyone else. And she just whips out the
real Rosé. Rosé all day.
Which is fine. But yeah. I just feel like it's a sign.
She just sits there and she sits there and drinks her real Rosé while she looks at Tom's apartment across the way.
Spies.
Fucking rear window style or a little Disturbia, if you will.
Oh my gosh. But no, I thought it was cute when she apologized.
And it was cute.
Being like, oh, from the ages of 8 to 18, my father. I should have seen the parallels. And I was like, that is an insane parallel that you did.
I thought so too. I kind of, when she said that, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, like, cause it got serious parallel. And then, but it was sweet too. And Victoria said, that's all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Like just an apology. Like, you're already good. It's
right.
It's good. Like, nothing's bad. And I was like, that's sweet.
And hopefully, if that's the case, then her unwashed daughter has broken the cycle of that.
We sound like such bitches this episode, but I don't care.
But that's okay. It's America's birthday. I can do what I want. I'm an American and I'm free.
I'm burning up. I'm hot. But then also, she ruined the apology when she was like, also, in these days, these times, can you imagine a hangover on top of this? And I was like, my note was, do not let Luann into Tom.
Yes!
Under any circumstance, because...
Or maybe we should.
If we all remember, that was my hangover of a lifetime. That was my
girl. I've never seen you so goddamn tore up. You were literally like, "This is how I die."
I think I cried on the phone too. I don't even know what I did. You're like, I left a voice memo. I couldn't. I was like, "I can't turn on the light. I can't." Like, this is my living will.
I was in train wreck rock. Leave my hat and decor collection to Leon.
In my last will, and I would like you to carry on my legacy.
Yeah, please do the podcast with nobody else but my ghost.
No, if I had that, I would hire Lisa Rinna to do a cameo.
God damn
of
it.
My living will for you.
Oh god, I would scream and punch the screen.
It's Allison Rook, and I'm dead.
I'm dead, baby. The audacity to tell me your will with that hair. So we go to the admissions consultant, and I wrote admissions consultant. Be careful, Lori Loughlin. Oh, I mean Leah.
I was like, made up job. Also, like, Leah's like, just be fine, be cool. It's like, it's just someone's gonna help us with college. And she like opens the door after being like,
she's like, hey!
You are the hottest bitch I've ever seen. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, just be cool.
Yeah, just be cool, girl. Be cool, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, Bunny wants Kiki. So Bunny is Leah's mom, and she wants Kiki, who's Leah's daughter, to go to the same very uppity hoity doity Catholic school that Bunny went to, or that Leah went to.
Because Leah went to a therapeutic community run by nuns, and I said, so a convent.
And I wrote, so who is this meeting for?
Yeah, it's for the dog, right? Are we talking about the dog?
I don't think it's her. And then they're like, within 2 seconds of them all talking, like, the consultant is like, all right, well, so.
Okay.
Well. Here, Kiki, I emailed you a list of schools, so go Google them. And then, like, Leah went,
do your
you're
job.
Taking ownership. I love that. I love that you're taking ownership.
She says, good, now go do your job.
Like, so.
This is so
stupid.
I
would just show up to, like, kids' houses and be like, well, here's 5 colleges that I printed out, so. That'll be 1,000. Like, go Google.
I thought you were going to slip into Barack Obama for a second.
Kiki. Print it out. I didn't even print them out. I emailed them to you. We must save paper for the plan.
Barack, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Obama, but Leon just emailed me or messaged me this link to the Daily Mail. The headline is, Luann de Lesseps reveals she relapsed on a night of watermelon martinis, 2 bottles of rosé, and a six pack of beer after learning from the press her kids were suing her.
Oh, but that
was in 2018.
An old article.
Yeah.
That's quite a night, though. So yeah. Watermelon martinis, 2 bottles of rosé, a six pack of beer. Six-pack of beer is a turn.
Yeah, that's vomit right there. What?
Got the
the police cam video for her in the back seat if you wanted me to play
it. Can you please play it? I love it so much.
It's dark, but yeah.
It's so good, though.
I still love it. Yeah, but
I listen to it a lot.
She will kill you all. It's white privilege at its peak, though.
Oh, my God. Dude, for real.
Triggering.
Yeah, move over, Ramona.
It's truly triggering. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of important for what's the topic of conversations this week, right?
Right. Oh, my God. It gets crazy. It's been important. And the next thing we talk about is the bananasness that happens at Ramona's. Yeah. Are you going to play it or what?
I don't know. The computer might.
You're too busy with your pop-ups over there.
Oh, wow. What, are you having watermelon martinis, two bottles
of rosé, and a six-pack of beer? Find out your kids are suing you. You have kids?
When you spiral into a six-pack of beer alone, it's like a really bad place.
Yeah, you're going
to
throw up for sure. You're for sure going to throw up.
I think I could definitely have it. I'd be bloated. I don't know that I would throw up, but it's just like I can't imagine being like, oh, I'm going to casually have a six pack of beer by myself.
Yeah, who does that? Who does that? Nobody.
Alcoholics.
I've done it.
Well, no, you meant to. Like, you're like, I'm going to buy this six pack of beer and get turned. That's one thing. But just to like just stumble onto watermelon martinis, two bottles of rosé, and a six pack of beer. I mean,
you just don't want the party to end.
Maybe.
Well, was it in that order, though?
Yeah.
Because I can see a watermelon martini into a rosé being like, this is a good idea.
It's a nice, just smooth transition. But no one goes from rosé to beer. Then,
she could have started with the beer.
No, you don't go from beer to martini. Right?
Whatever. I'm just glad she's better. Yeah, well, I don't know, six pack of beer, though. Because like,
she drank it at home. So here's the article. In notes from the article, it says that she relapsed. It was on a July 15th, and now it's a couple years.
Oh, coming up on the anniversary.
2018,
it's
right?
It's more than a couple years ago. It's 2018.
That's what I said. I just said 2018.
It's 2021.
And it says that she reports that her ex-husband and children were suing her.
Don't let it be about Tom.
And she found out in the press she was wearing a bikini and a Panama hat and was dancing in her kitchen at the time she was arrested. The legal fight was over her plan to sell her house to buy a Catskills property.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, I remember it very well. But also the Panama hat is what she's wearing in my birthday, in the happy birthday cameo that I have. She's wearing the same hat.
Allison, baby.
Come see me at the Ramada Inn in Atlantic
City. It was 3 weeks ago, baby. Yeah.
She did. I think she wound up getting that house in the cat. Or is that when she sold it? Intervened.
Yeah, that's the one that she was going to sell. She was willing to get all of her friends her money for, and they did. That's the one at the end of the season, last season, they were at. She ended up selling
it. The weird circle house.
The weird circle house.
I love it because it has no corners.
Yep.
That looked hellish.
Yeah, for real. It was disgusting. I hated every second of it. So our next thing, I don't think he's going to do the audio. It's fine.
It's not pulling up the video. I'll tell you this.
I'm sure it's a pass eating every weekend. I get it.
I will make sure that I have it loaded. Oh, here it is.
Promises.
Are you teasing us? Do you think this is funny?
I feel like he's fucking with us. Are you
trolling us right now?
Is this a joke to you? Is this
an ice pack to you?
Yeah, is this lemonade to you? Would he give it to us for a quarter or 50 cents? Make up your mind. Which one is it? If this is your lemonade, it sucks.
It's trying to load. If y'all would stop talking so much.
Why didn't you get a better computer?
Are you telling me that I can go buy a new
computer? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I have no money for that. I just bought a luxury SUV. Come on!
It's not loading.
I apologize. But
I had to downgrade to a Tesla. Can you believe it?
I will get it ready, and I will have it on hand at another time.
Okay, cool.
That's what she said.
Yeah! So, so we fast forward to the... We fast forward to the worst thing imaginable. Ebony going to Ramona's house.
Yeah.
And she's like, I respect Ebony. I'm like, fuck you! You don't respect Ebony. What the fuck? Sorry.
I think Ramona truly does. I think Ramona's trying, but it's just so bad.
She's too busy being a goddamn Republican that she can't be a decent fucking human being.
Yeah.
I think she's just doing it for television to try to broaden her base, and it's not working.
No. She's a piece of shit human being.
Straight up. As far as saying she respects Ebony and all of that.
She has to.
She's trying to put that... I think it's an image building. Somebody's talking to her saying you need to do this to help with your brand.
You see this sage? She can stick it up her ass. She needs to sage her whole entire being, straight up.
All that being said, I need Ramona and Luann on my TV
forever. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I could just watch them and Sonya, but Sonya is she's
a wild card.
Like, we love her, but I need I need them on my TV every week. Like,
I want to see Sonya Morgan and Kathy Hilton go somewhere together.
Oh,
I want to see a reality show with the two of them.
Leon, that is
genius.
The dream.
Trademark it. Do it right now.
Like, write it down on a piece of paper and mail it to yourself. Okay.
Wouldn't the audio say count as me?
Doesn't count unless it's in writing.
Oh, okay.
An unopened envelope.
Blood packed. Blood. I'm in Virginia. I will cut
yourself. Put it in a Ziploc. Mail it over.
I'll cut off the tip of what's the least useful finger? Like my pinky.
Your pinky. Yeah. Cut your pinky.
The tiniest little tip.
Yeah. That's it. So no politics, but race is okay. Cool, Ramona.
Ugh.
What a bitch.
I was just blown away by your attention to detail.
Yeah.
And then Ebony's like, how are you feeling about the election? And she's like,
I don't talk about politics. So then
she's like, it's happening. It's an objective fact, Ramona. Yep. Like Ebony says, I love that. I wrote that in all caps. That's an objective.
We're
fact.
Talking about being women, supporting women. This has nothing to do with party.
The first time we're having a woman in the white,
Kamala.
Were we still at this point? Because it's taping. Were we still in the days?
This is about a week after. Yeah.
But we still didn't know who was. Because they were in, because then Ramona was like, well, it's because of the mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, Ramona, do not. With your ass that stayed in Florida the whole time and then flew up to New York to vote, because your Republican vote would help more in New York than in Florida.
Okay.
Shady, shady.
My next thing, Leon, you ready to play it? You have it keyed up?
I do.
They showed when they were all together the day before, all of the white women, okay? And Ramona says her definition of microaggression. Leon, can you play what Ramona said?
Microaggression? What's that all about?
It's about saying certain words that trigger people who are black.
So, Leon, can you tell us the actual definition of microaggression?
You're going to hate this because the actual definition is a little more technical, but she's kind of right.
No, that's fine.
So
she was up at 5 a.m. researching.
According to dictionary.com.
Sounds credible.
Well, it's dictionary.com.
Yeah, we'll see.
Microaggression is a subtle but offensive comment or action directed at a member of a marginalized group, especially a racial minority, that is often unintentionally offensive or unconsciously reinforces a stereotype.
Yep.
An example from dictionary.com is, I don't see you as a black.
Yep. Okay. No, and I understand that. That's why I wanted you to look it up. Because it's important for people to understand this has nothing to do with just her being black. Microaggression has to do with marginalized groups. That can be people of color.
Women.
It could be women. It could
socioeconomic
LGBTQ plus community. So by her saying this and not saying the appropriate or actual definition is damning. It is wrong, and she is causing more problems because she's not completely educated. And I'm saying she's not educated because she's too busy being a goddamn stupid fucking Trump-loving Republican to do anything about learning and being a fucking decent human being. And I don't give a fuck if anyone that listens is pissed that I said that. Go fuck yourself.
Well, if anything, the thing that I wrote, because I was like,
sorry, guys.
Like, that definition. But I was like, if anything, her definition of a microaggression is so off base. That
it's a microaggression. It's a microaggression. Yes, thank you.
We're in the inception of microaggression. Because I was like, that's not, it's within the ballpark, but that's not, it's just like, I don't know. It's when you say some small word that offends black people. I was like, Ramona, that's not.
Yeah.
And that's.
This leads into our next episode's about Beverly Hills. This is almost exactly like what's happening on Beverly Hills right now with the another word. And that word is what?
Wait, it's victimization or something. No, it's, I have it written down. You guys, I have an ice pack on my head.
I know, I shouldn't do this to you. We'll get to it.
So aggressive.
I took my Beverly Hills notes for New York because New York was, it was rough this week.
It really
like,
was.
I, and you can even tell by our podcast, like it just, it was a very, there.
It was very emotional. It was very emotional.
Yeah, it wasn't, there was not even a fun scene in my book.
And let's be honest, like, Ramona, you are gaslighting Ebony. You are gaslighting her. And by you telling her that she's gaslighting you, you're doing it even more.
Yeah, and then Ramona tries to leave her own house to get out of a conversation about politics.
Well, it really gets me. And she's like, this is too heavy. It's not necessary. Bitch, this is the most necessary conversation.
Don't discuss it amongst friends. Like, you're not friends. You're co-stars. You're castmates. You're co-workers, basically. But also,
and it's Madam C.J. Walker, and it's not a whatever. That woman is a goddamn boss.
Whoa. Whatever.
Okay? Yeah, when she How said, dare you?
Whatever. And I was like, no.
It's not whatever. She deserves to be called by the correct name. Her memory is not to be shit on by you, Ramona, with your white fragility calling her EJ Walker.
Well, also there's not that this one, but I was like, Ramona, it's not, it's, she's in, or at least within my history lessons, I've very well known, but there's like a Showtime show coming out about her too, or something. I saw
there was a whole series about that. It was fantastic about CJ Walker.
Yeah, I didn't have
Walker.
The channel, but I wanted to watch it.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But
seriously, this episode was so rough. The only small part of whimsy that I had, the only part that brought me a small part of joy was like, the dogs knew as soon as they started screaming at each other. Did you notice that both got up onto the table and started eating the food? Like, I think the dogs have now trained themselves to be like, oh, they're fighting.
Goddamn Lord of Flies. It's like the fucking Lord of the Flies with these dogs. As soon as people start fighting, they're like, fuck it!
Well, they just get there, like, get at it. They were more discreet this time.
Yeah, they really were.
Anyone's better than Leah's dog. Like, but I was like, you only saw it for a second, but like, both dogs were like,
it's our chance.
Get
yeah. And to be honest with you, real friends don't have no fly zones. You and I, we don't have a no fly zone. Bitch, if I got something to say, I'm going to goddamn say it. Okay.
We talk and we disagree all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And then we talk it through. And it's like, we might still disagree, but then we understand
but
why.
But we love each
it's
other
like,
enough
I,
to
I
know.
See why you,
right.
I see why you feel that way and you see why I feel my way. It's like,
we love each other enough to know that the truth, even if it hurts, is something that you owe your real friends. And there's no fly zone. There's no such thing.
And then like she runs away to like the tries to go to her coat closet, then her room, and talks to Coco
and puts the fucking necklace on. This is my sister Avery.
My love necklace. And Avery would say, peel it back like an onion. And I was like, Avery didn't invent the onion thing.
I'm allergic to onions, Ramona. Go fuck yourself.
That's to say Scarlet.
Why do you have a no-fly zone with me then on talking
Leon,
about
mind this. Your own business. I have lots of fly zones with you. That includes parts of my body and things that you say. Oh, sorry.
Fair enough.
But, I think I do have to, it's like, Ebony is the most patient person in the world for doing
girl
that.
my last note is this: Ebony is the person, the only person that I believe can make Ramona a better person. Straight
I
up.
Certainly hope so, because that it was her patience and her grace and showing these women grace is wild.
It's gonna wear out soon though, girl. You know it's gonna
is it a matter that she's trying to make her a better person, or is she just trying to get her exposed for the bullshit person she is?
No, I think she's legit trying to
make her a
better
person. Well, Bravo's been trying to expose Ramona for years. Like, it's been almost, like, Leon, if you watch previous seasons, for years, it's been almost like a game between producers and fellow castmates to be like, Ramona, just say you're a Trumper. Ramona, just say you're an evil Republican. And it's like, she's always like, no. You just don't talk about it. Anyways, I have to go. I'm allergic. Or like, I have a date. Like, so she always gets out of
I got vertigo.
But this one,
sick.
It was just like, because you could see her like pacing, and I was like, oh, she just realized she's in her own house. Like, you can't leave.
She was wearing the clothes of a 12-year-old, by the way.
Smart move, though, on Ebony's part to meet her at her house, because it's like, you can't leave. Like, you cannot get out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no.
She's like, you're not throwing me out. So there's that.
Yeah, because how would that, like.
How would that look?
But yeah, and then, and I didn't, I loved when she said, oh, do you have a coat closet for my black news? Like,
she goes, do you have a coat closet that I could take my blackness and put it in? I was
But they sort of make up in my last part, and I didn't like this, but like, I mean, it was like, and you are a strong white woman. And then Roman was like, and you're a strong black bitch. And I was like, what the fuck?
Alliteration, Ramona and the alliteration.
She does,
Look at my nose. My nose looks cute. Look at that. I didn't realize I had this little cute little
Look. You have a cute little button nose. You have a cute little. Did you get a? Did you do a pull of Kyle Richards and get a secret nose job? Well,
she
not
did.
A secret.
2008. I got it done in 2008. I really did. They did this.
No, I know, but it wasn't cosmetic.
But they did do this for me. He fixed it.
Oh, well, it's cute.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I got for this week on the New York.
Wait, I like that we ended up some hardcore race stuff, and we're like, anyways, cute.
I'm really sorry that
the New York lady.
I got really upset and screamed at Republicans. And Republicans, I still love you. I just think you're fucking idiots. No. Oh, is that wrong?
No, say it right. Oh. Say it. It's not Republicans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Republicans.
It's Trump Republicans.
It's Trump Republicans. Yeah. Oh, no. Wait, what? It's what?
No. Because I
could. Trump Republicans.
Trump Republicans.
Yeah.
And it's.
Well, I heard the word Trump upon this trip from.
Did you throw up? Did you immediately throw up?
No, I don't want to belittle. I cringed because I like. It's like whatever, but I was like, and this is not to belittle PTSD, but I was like, I have post-traumatic stress syndrome. But I also do think we as a country probably do collectively have PTSD from the past 4 years. Not just Trump, but from every, it's like.
Leon, write that down.
Just like
write that down. Mail it to yourself. Take credit for that. Write that down.
I didn't do it.
Mail it to yourself.
I'm not worried about it. It's not my thing.
You're a white man. Shouldn't you be taking credit for a woman's idea, Leon?
There it is.
I'm here.
I'm not even the one that tried to.
Come on, Leon. Where's your microaggression towards us?
There it is. I'm not even trying to do any of that. And you're trying
to. Also, can we make.
Your white fragility is broken right now.
Fragility's broken. What is it?
I said, can we make Nordic Ice Packs?
Leon, can you get on that? Get on that for us. Let's get Nordic Ice as a sponsor.
God bless them.
It's the official ice pack of the Real Housewives reality. No? Okay. I just got a friend request from my friend who I'm pretty sure is I'm already friends with. So I think she's been hacked. So anyway, Allison, where can they email us?
They can email us at Allison@rhorpodcast.com. Scarlett with two T's.
Now you bitch, it's one T! It's heat stroke. I'll let it pass.
It's at NordicIce@rhorpodcast.com.
It's Scarlett at NordicIce.podcast.rh.com.
And I'm manifesting it. Leon@rhorpodcast.com or show@rhorpodcast.com.
Yeah, you can find us.
Where can they find us, Scarlett?
You can find us everywhere, baby. All the social medias, pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com. You can find us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/rhorpodcast. You can also find us and get our merch with Bonfire. It's bonfire.com/store/rhor. It's really awesome stuff. Allison's wearing a hat right now. I wore my tank top yesterday. Leon wears his hat every day. And it's pretty great. And you can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045. Is that all right? Did I go?
You did pretty good.
Thanks, buddy.
Not bad.
Well,
yeah,
it was
50
a rough
episodes.
Episode.
It, you know, it was tough. 50 episodes in and Allison still can't get any of it right.
I got all of it right.
No, you didn't.
Except
you said
for the
Scarlett
tea.
With two T's.
But she did on purpose because she was having a stroke.
No, she didn't. Because as soon as she realized she said it, she was like, son of a bitch, I did it again.
I have to cross my T's and dot my I's. Maybe 51.
No,
you got to
cross
51.
Your I's and dot your T's, Allison. You're having a heat stroke. All right, let's
lucky
get out of
51.
Here.
I'll get it right next time.
Yeah, get it ready at 51. Okay, Allison, go get an ice bath, call 911, and drink some Fosé.
Let's rate the kids lemonade.
Just grab a 6-pack of beer and meet me back on Zoom. I love you. God. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
TC.
KS.
A PFT Media production.